Right now, we have on these microphones Brannon House. He has an organization called Worldview Weekend. He has radio, he has television, he has internet, he does conferences across America. In fact, this weekend, I'll be with Brannon there in Dayton, Ohio, and then over in Indianapolis. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But Brannon, I wanted you to come on just for a few moments on the broadcast today to talk about what you've actually been addressing on your national radio broadcast all week, Monumental, A Search of America's National Treasure. It's a new documentary out and starring Kurt Cameron. Have you been able to view the entire documentary yet?
No, I have not, but two of our columnists went, and they wrote a review for us on our website, and it received a lot of hits. And we put up on our Facebook page, and a lot of people who have seen the film read the review, said it was very accurate, extremely accurate. So, and in fact, I interviewed the couple that writes for our website, and I asked them, the thing, you know, I was getting some criticism from the Kurt Cameron's camp, and even from Kirk himself, because I've known Kirk for years. He stayed in our home. We've been friends for years. But I tried warning him about a lot of this stuff over the last 2 years, warning him about David Barton as well as Glenn Beck and other things. And their criticism was, well, you haven't even seen the film. So I asked the couple that wrote the review for me if the things we've been saying, based on the trailer, based on interviews with Kirk that we've seen, speeches we've seen by Kirk, and they said, if you had seen the film, it would not have changed anything that you presented. It was all pretty much everything you were saying on your radio show weeks in advance is exactly what was presented in the film. There were no surprises other than in the beginning, Glenn Beck was interviewed by Kirk, invited into Kirk's home, if you will, because this is, I've told, taking place in Kirk's home, but, you know, the introduction was. And then on by satellite from, I guess, Dallas, where Glenn Beck now lives, Kirk introduced Glenn Beck and had a conversation with him, and believe it or not, was allowed to talk about God and how we need to get back to God, and God's calling us back to himself. And then Kirk said, we're going to answer the call. So these guys sat there and had a conversation about God, even though the God of Glenn Beck, a New Age Mormon, is a God of flesh and bone who evolved to become God, a total pagan, New Age pagan. Kirk Cameron is a complete disappointment. He has completely violated 2 John 9-11. If someone comes to you bringing something other than the doctrines of Christ, you don't greet them and you don't invite them in your home lest you partake in their evil deeds. Well, really, if the film was introductory pre-show was in his home and it was being watched out of his home, then guess what? He invited Glenn Beck per se into his home. And yeah, I warned Kirk about this back in August of 2010. He even came on my radio show and talked about how he was backing out of going and being a part of Glenn Beck's Restoring Courage, Honor Rally, I should say, in D.C. and at the Kennedy Center the night before. So I don't know what's changed in Kirk's mind. A talk show host by the name of Todd Friel said on his radio show yesterday, he talked to Kirk on the phone about this the day before yesterday, and that explained to him why it was wrong. Kirk did not see it as wrong. Not only that, Jimmy, there are historical facts in this film that are not even true. Historical things that were not even true. This is an absolute monumental disaster, in my opinion.
Well, now, is this the same Kirk Cameron who starred in Left Behind series, Tim LaHaye's books?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't even think he holds to that eschatology anymore. I think he's either post-mill or I'm also told by people who have worked with him on the film crew of Way of the Master, I got an email from a gentleman who said that there's preterists that are hanging out around him. So he's either a preterist or he's post-mill. I really don't know, because he won't tell us. And we have called on our radio show for him just to tell us, what's your eschatology, so we can understand what is your view of Israel, what is your view of the church. And so we don't really know what he is. But, yes, he was in Left Behind. And he was a speaker for us for several years in many cities, stayed in my home, someone I considered a friend. And I'm very disappointed. And I'll have to tell you, we have many thousands on our Facebook page. And many of these people have followed him, admired him through Way of the Master. And the comments on our Facebook page are, people are extremely grieved. And then last night, he hosted the PTL show, Praise the Lord show, on TBN. And on my Facebook page, there are people doing play-by-play commentary. I mean, there was dozens of them on there commenting as they were watching. It was kind of interesting to watch that on our Facebook page. very disappointing. And I'm, I don't, it's, why would you go on TBN? Paul and Jen Crouch and Creflo Dollar's on there, and Jesse Duplantis and Paula White, and all these things these people say that are completely heretical. I mean, these people redefine God, they redefine Jesus. Some of them believe in Arianism, not the Arianism that Hitler believed, but an Arianism coming from a man named Arius, who died in about 336 A.D., who believed that Jesus was created by God, hasn't always existed, created by God to come to earth.
Wow.
I mean, that's not the Jesus of the Bible. And Paul warns, don't buy into a different Jesus and a different gospel. Why would anyone go and host a show on TBN, particularly now that they're in the news, as reportedly the oldest Crouch daughter, granddaughter, Paul and Jen Crouch's oldest granddaughter, according to numerous news reports, left the organization with lots of information, has returned it over reportedly to officials about incredible financial improprieties and other actions and activities and behavior. TBN is a complete embarrassment, I believe, to true biblical Christianity. It's an embarrassment to the church. I don't know why Kirk wants to give it credibility, but hey, he's now giving credibility to Glenn Beck by having him in his program. What's one theological cult compared to another? And I believe what TBN represents with the Word of Faith and NAR is a theological cult, so why not represent the Mormon theological cult?
Yeah.
The artist Kirk Cameron is either going through spiritual growing pains or he's off the rails.
It sounds like to me he's off the rails. Just to back up a moment, you mentioned he may be a preterist. For those listening to this conversation, a preterist would be someone basically, simply, that would say that Revelation was fulfilled in 70 A.D. That's all over. There's no future. What about, and you and I have had conversations on your radio broadcast, Worldview Weekend Radio, about the fact that this sounds like Reconstructionism or a new Reformation or a basically a bringing everybody to Christ, Christianizing the world, and ultimately Jesus may come instead of the eschatology we believe in, the rapture next, the tribulation, then the return of Christ and his kingdom.
Yeah, and I don't. And the thing is, if Kirk would just be honest with us on his Facebook page and say, hey, I am a preterist or I am a postmillennialist, just tell us what you are so we can know. But it certainly sounds like Reconstructionism. He refutes that. It sounds like Dominionism, but he says that's not true. Some of his friends have said, oh, he's not into that. But, I mean, isn't that where really, if you're into post-mill, isn't that where that really leads to some kind of form of Reconstructionism? We've got a speech that he gave that we played on our radio show where he talks about how things have gotten bad, then they've gotten better, and then they get bad, and they get better again. And things are actually better now than they were for the pilgrims. And then he talked about how it's time for the church to take the stage. I mean, I've had Dr. Tommy Ice on, who's followed Reconstructionist and Dominion theology for 30, 40 years with some of his books, and he says this sounds like classic post-mill to him. So it's a mystery to us because, for whatever reason, we can't seem, or at least we sure haven't seen in the last few days, in a couple weeks, we've been publicly asking for Kirk, put on your Facebook page, tell us what your eschatology is, so we can figure out what your view of the church is, what your view of Israel is. But let's go back to a fact, too. Again, you've got David Barton in the movie, who has spoken according to Cindy Jacobs' website for her conference. She thinks she's a modern-day prophet. He's going on to the TV show of many times of Kenneth Copeland of the Word of Faith, who's talked about the little God concept, same thing as Creflo Dollar. These are people that he should not even be putting on his film. And then he didn't even get the statue right. He thinks it's some kind of Christian statue that was clearly built by the Masons, which was really funny because Michael Medved had him on his radio show last week. Michael Medved, a national talk show host, and asked him point blank, do you know who built this? And he said, oh, a lot of people did. And Michael Medved said, no, the Masons built it. And now Medved was complimentary to the Masons, but he went on to say, yeah, the Masons paid for it. Well, Kirk has been saying on his Facebook that don't listen to the conspiracy theorists who don't understand the history of this beautiful monument.
Yeah.
And he said on his Facebook page, the Masons had nothing to do with it. If he can't even understand the history of this monument in Plymouth, Massachusetts, you're really going to trust him with other history? And David Barton, we believe, as we've found in many historical errors. So not only is this, I believe, a theological, doctrinal, and spiritual monumental mistake, I think it's historically off base in many ways. I'm not saying all the history's wrong, but overall, the thing is a disaster, I think.
Well, I wanted to have a conversation with you. I know you're going to be off to Dayton, Ohio. I'm on my way there as well, but we needed to have this conversation. I wanted my listeners to understand this. You can go to the website of Brandon House. Are those articles posted there on your homepage?
They are. You know what's the most grieving thing? No gospel was presented.
Wow.
We were told, oh, the gospel's going to be presented. The gospel's going to be presented. Not only did they have Glenn Beck on and talk about God, you know, the God of Kirk Cameron, the God of Glenn Beck with the Mormon being tossed about, there was no gospel given. I mean, a guy that's known for giving the gospel, and we were told, oh, the gospel's going to be given in spades.
Yeah. Well, that is too bad. Brandon, we're going to have a couple of conferences this weekend, Saturday and Sunday night. Give us just a brief announcement about how this is all going to take place, where it's going to happen, etc.
You and I will be in just outside of Dayton, Ohio, in a suburb of Dayton, Ohio, on Saturday night, and then we'll be over in Indianapolis, Indiana, just north of Indianapolis, Indiana, on Sunday night. You, myself, and Dr. John Whitcomb of Genesis Flood, it'll be a great evening. They're free. They're one night. They can register online at worldviewweekend.com and print out tickets and a conference workbook at worldviewweekend.com. So we'd love to have them join us either Saturday night or Sunday night.
It'll be a great opportunity to see some of our friends out there. Brandon, thank you for keeping us alert of what is going on. This is information people need to understand, especially on a program called Prophecy Today, when we look at a eschatology from God's Word, a literal translation of God's Word. This is very much concerning to me, and I'm sure to you. Hey, see you tonight at Dayton, Ohio for the conference that we're going to have there.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing a lot of your folks with us in Branson, Missouri, when you'll be with us in the last weekend of April as well.